The next patient is Douglas Hurd. The last name is H-U-R-D. This is the clinical case of a 77-year-old patient of Miss Mary Josefic. Josefic, J-O-S-E-F-Y-K, A-P-R-N. That is referred to this office because of the need to have evaluation of the kidney function, period. The patient has a history of cancer of the prostate that was excised more than 5 years ago because of the cancer being out of the prostate. The recommendation was radiation therapy at that time, and the patient improve after the prostatectomy. According to his information, he's had always a history of left hydronephrosis since the mid-20s that was caused by a stricture of the ureter. Apparently, a surgical procedure was done with the reimplantation of the left ureter in a different part of the urinary bladder by a urologist in Largo, Florida. The patient at one time developed bilateral hydronephrosis and acute kidney injury, needing bilateral nephrostomies. The situation was resolved, the inflammation in the lower urinary tract improved, and the patient recovered the kidney function. Later, and recently, there was increase in the PSA. The patient has been dealing with problems related to frequency to urination, urinary retention, self-catheterizations, to the point that Dr. Chihua decided to, Chihua, C-H, I-I-W-A, I-A. Take him to the surgery, to surgery, and on January the 25th of 2024, the patient underwent a cystoscopy with a failed attempt for the cannulation of the left ureter, able to cannulate the right ureteral tract. And he also had transurethral incision of the bladder neck in the position of 12 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 7 o'clock. The patient still has a Foley catheter that is supposed to come out tomorrow. Of note, in August of 2023, the patient had a nuclear scan while he was in his native state of Maine. The arterial phase, there was evidence of a prompt and symmetric radiotracer uptake into the kidneys bilaterally. In the cortical phase, there was a symmetric radiotracer uptake in the kidneys bilateral. No evidence of photopenic defects. And in the excretory phase, there is a normal activity excretion noted and seen involving the right kidney, with persistent radiotracer seen involving the left kidney. In the renogram, the split function, the right 50.7%, the left 49.3%. The patient has been treated with the administration of lupron and bicalutamide, bicalutamide, for the prostate cancer that has been detected outside the prostate in the lymph nodes. According to the patient's information, the PSA has come down and the patient is feeling better. In summary, we have a case of obstructive nephropathy that has been associated to stenosis in the left ureter, transposition of the ureter that was done more than 5 years ago while he was in Largo, a history of acute kidney injury and bilateral hydronephrosis that require bilateral nephrostomies that after some time subsided, history of carcinoma of the prostate treated with prostatectomy and radiation therapy because it was outside the prostate, and relapse of the carcinoma of the prostate detected in the PET scan in different parts of the body, treated now with the lupron and the bicalutamide, bicalutamide. Period. The patient has CKD3A. We are going to quantify the excretion of protein, in the urine, and we will give a close follow-up. Number two, the patient has hyperkalemia that is most likely associated to a tubular defect. The patient doesn't have any evidence of metabolic acidosis as to think in the possibility of a renal tubular acidosis. This is a transtubular defect for the excretion of potassium. The approach is going to be a low potassium diet. All the instructions and the information regarding the potassium content in food was given to the patient. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks with the laboratory workup. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We'll keep you posted of the progress.